Well, hey there. This is Deb, the horoscope lady, a sidereal astrologer. And I'm the one who always asks, do you know where your planets are? And that's because I look at the planets against the backdrop of the sky, against the constellations. And you think, well, gee, isn't that what everyone does? No, no, no. Western astrologers, and I have certainly was one for 15 years, a tropical astrologer, they look at planets against the seasons. First day of spring, first day of Aries, first day of the autumn is the first day of Libra, and so on and so on and so on. And for instance, tonight, the sun is actually in 10 degrees of Scorpio. That's exactly where it is in the constellation Scorpio. Jupiter and Pluto's in Sagittarius, Neptune and Chiron are in Capricorn, Uranus, and the North Node, which you cannot see because that's a point in the star in the sky, is in Aquarius. The moon is in Gemini over there, very, very, very close to that Mars in Gemini also right now. And Saturn is in Leo, and Venus is still hanging out in Virgo, and Mercury is just barely in Libra, the last of Libra. Let me see. I'm answering emails tonight, and anyone, of course, is welcome to call in with your questions. If you have your birth date, time, and place, I can certainly be more accurate, and you can call in on 877-876-5227 if you're in the United States. And I know there's another phone number up there for Canadians, but I don't have that in front of me, so but you can certainly see it online. Announcements. Okay, before I get to the emails. Radio KOL, which is the other station that I've been on for 4 years now, has we're going off the air on Wednesday. AOL has essentially fired everybody over there, and I've known that for a while, but they didn't announce it on air until last Friday, so I'm announcing it now. So if you've had your children listening to me on Radio KOL, they're not going to be able to hear well, the whole looniness at KOL or myself over there, but DJ Rick Adams is going to resurrect the show in a couple months under his own name, DJ Rick Adams, that show, and it is specifically designed for children. It's a nice, safe, friendly place. Children can call in, have their questions answered, and just talk about things that they like to talk about. And they play music, and it's a great station for children. So I do recommend that. And like I said, he'll be back on the air at some point over the next couple, 3 months. If a lot of you have emailed me, and it's another reason I mentioned this, a lot of you have emailed me at the KOL Debs, that's KOL Debs, at AOL.com to have your questions answered. And that email, I don't think it's going to be working much after this week. So you're going to have to email me at Deborah Dillard, that's D-E-B-O-R-A-H-D-I-L-L-A-R-D. You can see it up there on the BBS thing, Deborah Dillard at mybirthchart.com, and please put BBS in the tagline so I know which radio station you're asking questions about, and my office angel, Mary, will know what to do with this, and we're happy to pull them. Let me do two more announcements, and then I'll get on to some of these emails here. I am going to be, this December 1st, I will be down at the Pink Pantry in Clifton, Virginia, during the Candlelight Homes Tour, annual Candlelight Homes Tour, that kicks off at, I think, at 2:30 in the afternoon with the parade. I will be at the Pink Pantry, which, again, is right down on Main Street in historic Clifton, Virginia, starting at 3 p.m., I'll be there till 6 p.m., signing copies of my book, Gift Giving by the Stars, and answering gift questions. If somebody comes in and just has a question, gee, what do I get this person? I will be happy to help you out there. And that, of course, is free of charge to the public. And gift giving season is upon us. So if you have any questions over the next couple of weeks about, you know, what do I get my mom, you know, who has everything, or what do I get my mother-in-law, which is always a tougher question, you know, what do I get my brand-new girlfriend, please call in and ask those questions. I'd be happy to help you out. Okay, emails. Let me see. The first one's very sweet. Thank you, Diane. Diane emailed and wanted to ask just general questions, but she, of course, had always thought of herself for the last 60 years as a Cancer, and In sidereal astrology, the sun was actually in 13 degrees of Gemini, but she's been listening for a while, so that's not too odd for her. Diane was born June 29th, 1947, and anyone born June 29th of any year, the sun was in the middle of Gemini, in this case of 13 degrees of Gemini, almost 14. And just general information for you, I would say, and this is, Jupiter just went into Sagittarius. So if you are a sidereal Gemini in general, and that's going to run from about June 16th to July 16th of any year, the next 13 months, well, it'll be a lot of fun to begin with, but you get a chance to show off your skills, you get a chance to try new things, and you get all these offers, all these kinds of offers. About, I hear you, caller. Hold on 1 minute till I get done with Diane here. You had all these offers of all these things that you have sort of wanted to do, but now all of a sudden they present themselves. So your challenge is, of course, is to pace yourself. You know, I don't want you going out and spending $300 on a brand new hobby just to say, oh, well, I'm not really interested in that. Let me go do something else. So just pace yourself and choose what you want to do. But, Diane, your next year is going to be a heck of a lot easier than last year. So I wanted to let you know that. Yes, caller, may I have your name, please?
Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
Well, life is good. It's getting chilly here, but it is that time of year.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Let me have your birth date, dear.
It's 12-23-70.
Do you know your time of birth?
No, I think it is in the morning, like 5:30 a.m.
Okay, that's fine. We'll see what we can do with that. Most people, as an aside, were born, no matter where in the world you're born, most people in the world are born between midnight and 6 a.m. It's a throwback to, you know, when we've lived in caves, and that way people are born, like when there's fewer predators out. So percentage-wise during the day, most just thought you'd like to have that tidbit of information.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, and your place of birth?
Is in Elgin, Illinois.
Okay. Okay, and what would you like to know?
I'm having career problems, Deborah.
I hope they're not as bad as everybody over at AOL, you know, but...
I don't know. They might be.
Okay, I was thinking, are you one of that? I'm amazed.
No,
at how
I'm
many,
not. I don't work for AOL.
I run into a lot of them, so it's a funny thing. Okay, first of all, when you were born, the sun was still in actually Taurus, 27 degrees of Taurus. Oh, and this is exciting though. You're actually having a very long, what's called having a Mars return. Mars takes 2.5 years to get around, and it is, you know, this masculine Yang planet. It's a planet of action. And so when we have a Mars return, when Mars comes back to the place it was when we were born, we have, you know, 6 weeks of where we kind of reorganize our energy and where we're going to go, and it's terrific for starting new things. Now, including jobs. Now, Mars is retrograding. It's going backwards in the sky, so it's going to be spending a long time hanging around your natal Mars. And if this is too much astrology, just say, okay, just get to it. But I'm excited about it for you because the day that you were born, it sets up all these lovely trines and some squares, and it's a lot of activity. And because of the time of day, if we're close, you know, with your birth time within 2 hours, from about 4 to 6 o'clock, this is good time to reorganize your money. And whatever you've done career-wise before, you're going to get rewarded for it. Like, people see what you're doing, and they know how good you are at it. So I don't know if you want to stay in the same field, if you're just, you know, right now you're just annoyed with what's going on, or you want to, like, just jump ship and go somewhere else.
No, I've been unemployed for the past year, but I'd like to get back into my same field. In order to do that, I need to relocate.
And you're sounding like you don't want to relocate.
Well, actually, I do, but I'm married, and he owns a local business where we live, so if I do that, we're going to have a long-distance marriage. But
that's okay
with me, actually, because that's not going so well either.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Also, with the time that you were born, well, even if without the time, the planet Saturn is in Leo. It's rolling around in that south node. It's going to... Yeah, I think you ought to just go ahead and relocate. You know, get your resume together, whatever it is you've got to do. Go find something. And this is what I think is going to happen. It's going to do one or two things. Either this marriage will say, oh, wow, you know, we've been apart, and you're working, and you feel good about having your own money and the rest of that. And you and your husband say, you know what? We really do like each other. You know, we still have something together, and the marriage will work out that way. Because, essentially, you're working and you're separated from him, and it's like, you know, you get this choice. Or it's going to be, okay, the separation's been good, now we see that we don't have that much in common. But I think that's much better than you just sitting, not, you know, kind of like waiting, you know, stuck in between. And you will have, this will take an entire year, you know, from now before you make a decision one way or the other with your relationship. And, you know, there's trust issues involved and things like that. But no, this is the perfect time for you to go get a job. And if it means moving, physically moving, that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited looking at your chart. I mean, I know this is a difficult decision. You know, and you have to go in and say, hey, I'm going to take this job, and I've got to, you know, I'll see you on weekends, honey, kind of thing. But
right.
you've got all this great potential right here, and it may take you a few months to get everything rolling and get moving with it, but once you do, it is just fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
Well, it's been a year. I'm ready for a job.
Yeah, you're ready to do something.
I'm doing real estate now, and I absolutely hate it. I'm not a salesperson. I'm just not. I'm a take care of people person.
Yeah, you are. You've got a lot. Actually, you have a lot of. You probably have a lot of Virgo friends, or at least sidereal Virgo friends, because you've got the Moon, Pluto, and Uranus all in Virgo. And you like to take care of, you know, what you just said, you like to take care of people, you like to stay busy, and I would think that you have quite a few friends that were born between September 16th and October 17th that you get along with, because it's like, okay, we can roll up our sleeves and get some work done, and that would be sidereal Virgos. Would you like me to look at another chart, or did I answer those questions? What would you like?
Yeah, No, I guess my career is my major concern right now because I keep interviewing and I just don't feel like there's anything for me in this. I'm originally from Chicago and now I'm in Alabama and I just feel like there's nothing left here for me. And I'm in a very unique industry, so and it's not here, so I need to relocate to Indianapolis if I want to get back into my, you know, it's just a matter of getting the job. And I don't, you know, that's the hard part, convincing these people to hire me, I guess.
Well, so. You know, and that's, you know, you're feeling like that now, but let me give you some closer dates if that would make, you know, make it work for you. Because what I'm seeing is somebody that, I mean, it's hard, you know, being on that side of it. You know, seeing what I see. But what I see is someone who's like, there's opportunities just sitting there waiting to be given to you. You just have to go and say, here I am. Matter of fact, anything between now and December 9th, which is just around the corner, if you can get your resume out to a few people just by December 9th, 2, 3, doesn't matter. I mean, you know, put them out there. You know, go on monster.com, I guess, and, you know, put your resume up online there.
Yeah, it's out there. And I did get a lot of emails from these companies, and I didn't know if they were legitimate or not.
Well, a lot of them are going to be headhunters, but they're still legitimate. I mean, if you're getting, you know, responses like that, They should certainly be legitimate. No. You're going to be kicking yourself if, you know,
I don't respond to those. Okay.
So well, that's it. And you know what? And you're not going to like all of them. All of them are not going to be worth your while. But just get that energy moving and start making it happen.
Okay, I see. Okay.
Okay. No. You've got a brand new phase starting. You're going to be fine.
Good. Okay. As long as I'm not. Okay. That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. Well, have a great evening. Okay.
You too. Thank you.
Sure. Bye now.
Alrighty. Bye bye.
There you go. Okay. Let me do another email. Oh, goodness. This is Corey. Now, Corey did not have his birth time or place, and that makes it a little bit difficult. But his big question was, were things going to change for him soon? So I'm thinking, you know, that's fairly easy to see just with people's usually when somebody asks that question, it usually has to do with their sun or their moon or something. It's like stuff's just been sitting on it forever. Okay, he was born August 17th, 1990, and anyone born August 17th, the sun had, depending on the time of day, had just gotten to sidereal Leo. Okay, I'm going to let Corey wait because that's an email, and I'm going to go with the caller. Yes, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. What's your name, dear?
Oh, I'm Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Is this Deb?
This is Deb. This I sure am.
Oh, great. Let me turn up my phone. I hope, I've got a cell phone. It's not the best. But anyway, so here's my birthday, February 15th, 1951.
1951, okay. Do you know the time of birth?
Approximately 11:36 p.m.
P.m.? Well, that's pretty darn good approximating. Okay,
yeah,
what place?
It's pretty close, and it's in Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay, you're local. Or at least you
have
been.
I'm living in Utah now, but that's where I was born.
Okay.
Where do you live?
I live in Northern Virginia. I was born in Washington, D.C. myself.
Really? I grew up in Arlington.
Oh, did you really? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you go, what's my favorite bakery over there? Heidelberg Bakery.
I don't know. I haven't been back there for so long, but I went to W&L High School, Washington Lee.
All right. Oh, I know where Washington. Absolutely.
Yeah, what high school did you go to?
Well, I went to Charlotte Hall Military Academy, actually, which was in Southern Maryland. Yeah, it was during the Vietnam War. Very different place to go. However, I've been around here, like, forever. My whole family's been around here, so one of the few locals.
Yeah, my whole family's all back there, too. In fact, I have two brothers that live in Maryland, and then I have a sister that lives in Alexandria, and my mom's in Arlington. So
local girl.
Right out here.
All right. Well, you were born February 15th, 1951?
Huh?
You were born February 15th, 1951?
15th, yeah, 1-5.
Okay, what would you like to know?
Well, I've had a hard time getting a job. I've applied at so many places, and so I'm really interested about that. And then also, I've been wanting to meet a new guy in my life, so I don't know if you have time to do that, too, but I'd love to know.
I can do that briefly. I mean, I can do it fairly quickly. Okay, first of all, when you were born, the sun was in Aquarius. It was in 3 degrees Aquarius, so I don't have to switch your sun sign for you, so that should make things easier for you. You know, with being a sidereal astrologer, people are like, what? Until they get used to it, and that's a good thing. All right, as far as a job quest is concerned, right now, okay, Jupiter just went into your third house because it just moved into Sagittarius. Mars is up there.
What just went into the third house?
It's transiting Jupiter, just went into the third house. I use what's called a whole house sign system. Okay, so that tells me what you're looking for is in the neighborhood, essentially. Something in the neighborhood, something that makes you feel like part of the community, something local.
Okay.
It can be a grassroots thing. It can actually also have to do with music or entertainment, too.
I'm actually thinking of starting a women's organization with some other women.
Well,
it would be an organization to help people out, like help people that are poor or help women that have been abused and they're struggling, or women that are having a hard time finding a job, kind of the whole thing.
Okay. Now,
I'm very humanitarian and compassionate.
Okay. That fits with your chart, and I mean, it really does, but how would you get paid for that? Would you get a grant?
Well, we have to get grants for one thing. So that's kind of on the back burner right now.
Okay, so leave that on the back burner. It's good, but I would like some cash to get into your pocket right away.
Oh, yeah, I need it desperately, yeah.
Yeah, we're going for practical here. Okay.
Right.
What is getting ready to happen? I mean, just literally, it can't be any more than a month away.
Oh, good.
You're going to have a sudden change. You're going to have something completely unexpected happen that's going to take you in a new direction. Now, this may be relationship as well as financial, because it can be tied up either way.
Okay.
Or you go somewhere and then you meet somebody new.
Uh-huh.
What you have to be ready to do is say, okay, you know, this sounds a little bit, you know, kind of like, gee, I wasn't really looking in that direction, but, you know, that might be fun to do, and just go and do it.
Uh-huh.
You know, because what I've seen people do with aspects like this, they'll get a job offer, and it might be like in Hawaii, and they'll say, I don't want to move to Hawaii. And it's like, well, you know, that was it. You know, the boat came and left. So I know something in the next, literally in the next month, you know, if you put your resume out there, if you, you know, put your feelers out, if you let people know what you're doing, you know, it does make it easier to find you.
Yes.
But right
now. Well, I have done that. I have done that. And just got a call a little while ago, and they want me to come in tomorrow for a job interview.
Very cool. Very cool. Then you can be right there. Particularly if it involves either traveling or something where you've got to learn possibly new things right away, don't let that put you off. It's like, okay, you know, I don't know this. What was it? Because I did go to a military academy and was junior ROTC, I learned very quickly if someone says, do you know this, and you don't know it, the correct answer is, I'll find out. No, I don't know how to do that, but, yes, I'll find out.
Right. Well, just like, job interview tomorrow, she said, they'd be teaching me new things. So.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Yeah,
and that's it. Okay.
Yeah, that's right in with what you're saying.
Well, it's right here. I mean, I'm glad you called in, but I think you're going to be all right very, very soon with this. As far as relationships coming, I can see where you've had, particularly over the last 5 years, you've had relationships come in and very quickly, and then they go out very quickly. And just friendship, I mean, just people coming in and out. I think with this, maybe with the new job thing, you actually do meet someone new there that, you know, gets your interests.
You know what? I have a friend that's very psychic, and she told me the same thing. And she's not an astrologer, but she says, you know, Bonnie, I'm thinking your next guy, you might meet him at your job. So that's interesting.
Well, that's it. I know. I always loved when psychics and I kind of mesh. Or like the lady that's on right before me here on BBS radio, Allison, who does Visible by the Numbers.
Yeah.
Even though we come at it from entirely different modalities, I love it when we come up with the same thing. It's like, okay, this is nice validity. So I think you're set, child.
Well, thank you. Now, why do you think that I might meet a guy maybe at the next job? What in my astrology would tell you that?
What would tell me that? Okay. I'm looking at more than one thing here. I'm looking at I'm looking at the Jupiter that just went into the third house. Because Jupiter has to do, I mean, when people talk about relationships, they look at houses and they look at planets. And what most astrologers, they look at that Mars and Venus. And that's fine. You know, Mars, it's got that masculine energy, but it's actually kind of about separation. Venus, on the other hand, is about attraction. And you do have, okay, I just skipped around. Jupiter, though, has to do with people's sex drive.
Jupiter instead of Mars?
Yes, and see,
yeah, I had always heard it was Mars.
I know. That's what those astrologers came in the 1970s and wrote all those books. And I'm very thankful for all those people who, you know, got it all exciting. But they just got a lot of stuff wrong. You know, part of it was because they didn't study deep enough and probably didn't have the materials to study deep enough.
Right.
And so it's like it was a lot of mistranslations and a lot of assumptions.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I started studying too. And I was lucky. I had someone who kind of forced me to read a lot of the old books,
uh-huh.
and also made me do a lot of observations. And I am internally thankful to that woman for having me do this instead
uh-huh.
of just say, okay, I'm going to open up the latest book printed and say, okay, what's in here?
Uh-huh.
And so that's why when I say what I do, and I've been doing this now, I've been doing this now for like 35 years.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm a lot older than I sound. So I have been doing this for a long, long time. And what I've seen is, these are the things I've seen and I've written them down, and I can tell you Jupiter, as much as anything else, has to do with people's sex drive because it's a very physical planet. And
now, if it's in the third house, how does that have anything to do with...
Because, well, it's not in your third house natally. It's transiting.
Okay.
So where people have... It's that creative energy. It's the second chakra energy, essentially, coming through. Now, that can play out as in a relationship, or that can play out in a creative way. Like, you know, you could... What you could do with these women, you could, you know, help build a community park somewhere or get some green space somewhere so people have a safe place to bring their children to play.
Okay.
I mean, it can work a couple of different ways, but since you're asking about relationships, it's like, okay, right. So where's she going to find that relationship? She's going to find that person.
So you're looking at Venus then?
Well, no, I'm still looking at Jupiter in your immediate environment. Where I'm going to come back and look at Venus is I see the North Node just finished rolling over that, but you've got Uranus coming up in the next less than a year.
Tell me again. What did you say about my North Node?
Okay, it's not your North Node. It's a transiting North Node.
Okay, and where is it right now?
Okay, the transiting North Node, the way I do astrology, is in your fifth house. So that's about romance.
Right.
So is transiting Uranus.
Oh, and really?
And Uranus is getting ready to come up to your Jupiter, which is why I know you're going to get this, like, offer, boom, just falling out of the sky, essentially. And your Jupiter is...
Wait, what did you say? You know that's why I'm getting this what?
This offer.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're talking about jobs here. But I also know with Venus sitting right next to that, anybody born around February 15th, 1951, you're going to have Jupiter and Venus conjunct. When Uranus gets up to that Venus, then you are going to have somebody walk into your life that it's going to sweep you off your feet.
Wonderful!
Yeah. Now, I will caution you. What you'll have is more than one person come in. Some of them.
A lot of them?
Yeah. You'll have more than one person there. Be careful what you pick with, because sometimes the person that comes in, you know, it depends on what type of guy you normally fall for. Because
I normally like guys that have some... a lot of sensitivity, but they're also intuitive or psychic, because I have a lot of Pisces in my chart. In the fifth
house. I would tell you don't. I would tell you you've got the Sun, Jupiter, Venus, North Node, and Mars all in Aquarius.
Really?
Yes. I am a sidereal astrologer. That's what I do.
So you would say I have my Sun, my Jupiter, my North Node, my Venus,
and your
something
Mars.
Else?
And your
Mars all in Aquarius.
All in Aquarius.
Oh, wow.
I know. And when you were born, that's where they were. They were all in that constellation. And that's a lot. That's one, two, three, five things. That's a lot.
So you're thinking, what kind of man should I be attracted to, do you think?
What kind of man I think would be the best for you to be attracted to, and this is based, again, on the time of birth as well as the day of birth, that you would be attractive to someone who's creative. Now, that's where you know, the sensitivity comes in. Someone who enjoys the finer things of life.
Yes, yes. That's true.
But what I think you would be better off with, I mean, and that's good, but find someone who enjoys the finer things of life but has a cleft in his chin or something. You know, some guy...
But he has a what?
Cleft. You know, like Kirk Douglas?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, because what I'd like to see you with is a guy, pardon me, that can go out there and split wood if he has to.
Wait, this is a bad phone. Say that again. You'd like me like to see me with a guy that what?
Can go out and chop down wood, that can, you know, fix the truck if he has to, that can do stuff, do guy stuff.
Oh, okay. And why is that?
Why? Because if you have Libra rising, which if you were born at 11:36 in Washington, D.C., okay, Eastern Standard Time, that means you have...
Wait, are you doing P.M.? 11:36 P.M.?
Yes.
Oh, because, see, the chart that I ran off for myself said that I was Scorpio rising, but it's not sidereal,
that,
I guess.
Right, that's not sidereal. You were running off a tropical chart.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that means...
Wow, so that's different than if I have Libra rising.
That's a very big difference. And that also is why you would be attracted to someone of an artistic temperament.
Yes, I love the arts.
Absolutely you do. And fairness is important to you.
It is.
Okay, so why I said this is because that means on the seventh house you have Aries rising. On the seventh house, you have Aries, okay? That's the seventh house. So looking for the ruler of that seventh house is going to tell me what type of person you want to be with. The ruler of Aries is Mars, and you have it in the fifth house.
Okay.
So I'm saying, you know, the artistic is fine. The refined, you like someone who knows the difference between, you know, the fact that, you know, he doesn't come to the table dirty. You know, no matter what he's been doing during the day, you know, he'll wash his hands, put on a clean shirt if necessary to come sit at the table. That he has respect for those things.
Uh-huh.
But also, a real guy, I mean, that can do guy stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And that, I think if you kind of look in that direction, you're going to have a whole world open to you that just says, wow, this is actually kind of fun to be around somebody like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow, this is from what I expected.
But yeah, well, I get that a lot, but that's okay. Tell you what you can do to try this out. Go to searchbythestars.com, which is one of my websites, searchbythestars.com. You can put in anybody's birth date. Anyone can do this. It's absolutely free. Put in anybody's birth date, and you'll get gift profiles. And it doesn't give the whole chart, but it talks about the types of gifts to give that person, and it talks about their personality types. And you will see over and over, wow, this makes sense. This is this person. This is who they are.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow. So now, do you look at where my Venus is right now, or my transiting Venus, when you're thinking about a guy for me?
Well, I would look where your natal Venus was. Transiting Venus is just, matter of fact, transiting Venus right now, it's only going to have a 2-day orb. Transiting Venus is sitting right on your Neptune right now. I mean, to the day. So no doubt you're feeling romantic, which is nice. I wouldn't be surprised if you went out and bought yourself some music in the last couple days or something, you know, some nice plates or dishes or something.
That's
sweet.
So funny, because I was wishing I had the money to buy music. Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. And, you know, it's that kind of thing. I tell people it's always a time where you feel like having, you know, like opening up a bottle of wine, but you shouldn't, because one glass feels like three unless you know you're someplace safe. But it's great for music and art, and and there's desires that have to do with things there. But that's going to be, in 2 days, life will go back to, it's like, okay, you know, you'll come down off of that. So transiting Venus is nice for first dates, and it's nice, you know, if you can arrange it like that. But, you know, it doesn't last too long. It's like a 2-day, you know, effect, and then it's off.
Yeah. Okay, so now tell me, where did you come up with this bit about I might meet a man in my job, maybe? How do you come up with that?
How did I come up with that? because you are switching jobs. You're getting a new job. And I know new things are coming to you. You've got this boom, 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 boom. And I'm looking where transiting Mars is up in your ninth house. And then plus with that Jupiter-Venus down there in your fifth house, and you have transiting Uranus to it, it just seems obvious to me where you're going to meet this guy is at your workplace. I always say the third house, when people have third house things going on, the person that they meet or are attracted to is the like the girl next door, the guy next door. It's somebody in their immediate environment. And you have Jupiter that just went into your third house, transiting. And I thought, well, what a perfect place to meet this guy, you know, in her neighborhood or at her workplace.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay, so I have my my transiting Mars in the ninth house.
Yep.
And then I've got my Jupiter or transiting Jupiter in the third house, right?
Yep.
And then I have, what did you say I have in the fifth house?
Right now,
Uranus.
Uranus. That's transiting there, and the North Node is transiting. And I know when that North Node gets to the Sun, because it's past everything else, when it gets to the Sun, you will get a, you'll have your job by then, but they'll probably offer you more money then, which will be really nice. So, that's coming. I mean, it's just there. It's like, okay, she's just, you know, you're kind of in a holding pattern, but it's shaken up. So it's like you're getting ready to get off of this holding pattern.
Oh, this is wonderful. So now, my Uranus in the fifth house, what does that mean when transiting Uranus is there?
Okay, that's transiting Uranus. Okay, whatever house it's been for anybody, it spends about 7 years in each house, in each constellation, okay? So,
okay. And mine has been where up until now?
It has been transiting in the fifth house for the last 5 years.
Oh, okay.
And that's why I was saying you probably have had a lot of relationships come into your life and leave, and not just necessarily romantic relationships, but just kind of people. It's like you have friends, and they're there, and then they're not there.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Can I tell you what happened?
Sure.
My husband left me in the past, like almost 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago. So my husband left me, and then one of his friends, started getting attracted to me. But that's been on and off, on and off. And but he's still married. And so I finally told him, I thought he was going to break up with his wife. He kept telling me that they were separated. And finally, he came back to me again recently, and I said, you know what, Jim, I really don't want to get involved with someone that's married. So that's how my relationship has been going. It's not been a lot of guys. It's just been mainly this one guy coming
and going. Coming in and out, yeah.
Right,
well,
right.
Okay, well, now that you've dropped him, and that's a good thing,
yeah.
Now you can let somebody new and somebody worthwhile come in.
Yes.
Which is nice. That whole Mary, you know, it's just, I can certainly get on a soapbox about that, because women, why do we get sucked into that? But there you go. That's another whole show in itself. But,
yeah.
So you had that in on and off, on and off, on and off.
Yeah.
You will have, like everybody else, we're going to have 2 more years of Uranus transiting whatever house that it's in. With you, it happens to be the fifth house.
Okay.
So you
Does that mean that I may not meet, I may not get involved with a guy seriously until it's out of my fifth house?
No, but I didn't say that at all.
I'm just wondering.
I tell you what, you will, right before it leaves your fifth house, a male will be leaving your life, only because Uranus will be rolling over your Mars. Now, that could be a relative. That could be somebody, you know, I hate being morbid. It could be somebody passing away. It could be someone who has to, just a real close colleague moving and being gone. I've seen it where people have had, women have had, their sons go off and get married, and it's like, wait a minute, my baby boy just, you know, he's gone. I've seen it play out all kinds of ways. So, yes, in the next 2 years, if you get involved in a relationship, he may stay, or he may be gone in 2 years, or another male may be gone in 2 years. I know you've got somebody coming in, though.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm so happy to hear this.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much, Deb. This has been very, very interesting, and I really appreciate your time and you're going through this with me. So.
Oh, no, it's always fun when people ask questions. I'm happy to do it. Well, like I said, you can check out, I do a free sidereal horoscope every week on my regular website, mybirthchart.com. So you can go, I update it every Friday, and just follow yourself along as an Aquarius.
Okay.
And see what it says.
Okay, and what's the name of that website again?
It's mybirthchart.com.
My birth chart.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Deb. I really appreciate it.
Sure. And, you know, call us back in a couple months and tell me how the new job's going.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okie doke.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. I'm going to go back here to Corey. August 17th, 1999, and if you've just tuned in recently, and if you have been emailing me at the KOL Debs, that's KOLDEBS at AOL.com, that email is going to be defunct probably by the end of the week. What I need BBS listeners to do, if you'd like to email me, and you know every so many shows I will read as many emails as I can, email me at Deborah Dillard, that's D-E-B-O-R-A-H-D-I-L-L-A-R-D. You can find it on my BBS information sheet there, at mybirthchart.com. I know it's a long one, but you can read it on there, and I will get to as many emails as I possibly can. Yes, caller, may I have your name?
Okay, Dominic.
Dominic, how are you this evening, Dominic?
I believe I'm fine, yes.
Oh, good, good.
Yes, what a belief I have.
Yeah. What is your birthday?
Okay, July the 19th, 1969.
And do you know your time of birth?
7:30 a.m.
And your place of birth?
London.
London, okay. Okay, and what is your question?
I suppose basically I want to find out if I'm going to make any money or have a career of some kind, because I don't seem to have much in that way.
Okay, it's not happening at the moment. Okay. All right, first of all, anyone born July 19th in 1969 or July 19th of any year, the sun had just got into Cancer, so it's 2 degrees of Cancer. It wasn't ready to leave. It got there. All right. You're looking... for heaven's sake. Okay. Two big things going on in your chart. 3, 6, 9, 12. All right. Two big things going on in your chart. First of all, and I don't know if you're in a stalemate with having a career or you haven't had a job for a while or where that is, but I do know things got tougher for you financially probably in June of this past year, of this year. You know.
Yes, severely.
Okay, got tougher. It's like, okay, what the heck is this? Now, without you going, oh, my gosh, I have to put up with this for another year and a half, let me tell you, for another year and a half, it's about reorganizing your money. And part of it is not so much the money as it is what you do, what you're willing to do to, I don't want to say, it's not just about making money. It's about what you're spending your time doing to make the money to support not just Dominic, you know, your physical needs, but your emotional needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a long-winded way to say it's looking at, I don't know if you want to change careers or if you want to shift directions in your career.
Well, I've actually never had one. That's...
Okay.
It's a very long story.
Okay, no. Well, that still fits in beautifully because you, at this point, you know, not ever really having one, it's been like, wait a minute, what am I doing here? You know, how do I tell people, you know, what I'm about? How do I, you know, support, you know, my world view of things? So it's first deciding kind of, you know, essentially what you want to do with your time. Now, here's the really good news, and this is very good news. The transiting, I don't know if you heard me talk about it, the transiting planet Jupiter just got into Sagittarius, and it just got into what's called your sixth house, which has to do with the time of day you were born as much as certainly the day that you were born. When Jupiter goes into people's sixth houses, they get to have the next 12, 13 months how to decide how they want to spend their work day. And it's often the beginning of a really good career cycle that lasts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years even. So it's all about deciding, you know, looking around saying, gee, how do I want to spend my time? What do I want to spend my time doing? Now, if you're saying to me, you really don't know, I'm more than happy to give you some suggestions because I can see what you're very, very good at.
Well, I know some things about what I'm very good at, but, you know, it's like I haven't worked out at all, really. It's sort of very weird. So I'd like to know, just in case, sort of what I think I'm doing isn't going any well, isn't the right one at all.
It's what you, wait a minute, ask me that one more time.
Okay. Basically, you know, what I think I'm capable of doing might be completely the wrong thing. So I'm willing to find out what do you think would be a good idea.
Oh, okay, because I'm thinking to myself, here's a man who should have lots and lots of confidence. Well, I can see why your confidence has been shaken, because I'm looking at someone who has incredible skills as far as you can go into a situation, see what needs to be done, and make it happen. You would make a fantastic producer of any sort, or that sort of type of manager that just has to be able to stay on top of things to make things happen. You do have this wonderful ability just to cut through everything and just say, okay, this needs to be done, 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, that could be anything from being, you know, a producer at a radio station to doing triage somewhere. I know it's kind of it kind of goes all over the place, but you do have this ability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing. Not everybody else has this ability. What do you want to do?
Gosh, well, I don't really know anymore. It's, you know, I have all these artistic skills, which I can't really find a way to use. I don't know. I'm completely wiped out in that area these days.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you look at, because just to get your fingers in, being able to make decisions and satisfying people's needs and making things run like clockwork, making things work well like that. If there's, you know, pick up the paper, you know, look online or whatever, and see if there's jobs in your area or even out of your area for concierge, for somebody who goes in and just like, okay, handles situations day after day after day, and a lot of the situations are changing. Because you do have this marvelous knack at doing that. And you also have this incredible ability to make people feel welcomed or to feel at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that applies in lots of different fields, but these are fields that are still paying money, which is kind of nice.
Okay. Well thank you very much indeed.
Yes, start getting the ball rolling. It's out there. In the next six months to a year, you get to decide how you want to spend your day. So just get doing with that. But you have got marvelous skills that people can use. You just have to get out there and start doing it, all right?
Okay. Well, thank you very much indeed. Goodbye.
It's really goodbye. Okay, I'm going to go back to, let me see, Corey, who is emailed, I think I haven't done that one yet. He was born August 17th, 1990, and I did not have, that's right, I did not have a time or a place, but he wanted to know, okay, when were things going to change? Okay, first of all, August 17th, 1990, chances are, the sun was either in zero, mostly that it had moved to Leo, but I'm sure there were some places shortly after midnight on that day the sun was still in the constellation Cancer. But for most of the people born that day, the sun was in the constellation Leo. And I'm thinking that's what it was for Corey, because if he's been having a hard time, it's because transiting Saturn has been going through Leo. And I'd like to say, and I do hear you, caller, let me get this one last thing out so I can get this young man's chart out. I do want to say, for anyone born between August 16th and September 16th, and that, again, you know, that 16th, 17th, the beginning and the end dates may change. If you were born with your sun in Leo, then with Saturn being in there, things have been tough. But what you're supposed to do is just accept responsibility and say, okay, I'm rolling up on my sleeves, I'm getting to work, and then lots of good things happen. The world respects you. Okay, yes, caller. May I have your name, please?
Hi, Deb.
Yeah.
This is Cindy.
Hey, woman, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. Hey, there are so many things I can ask about, and I see the most common theme is one of mine, and that is career, job.
Oh, yeah.
And love. So, or love life. And one of the things I decided was for you to please look at my chart, and you tell me, what do you see that you want to talk about?
Okay, all right, let me have your birth date.
May 11th, 57.
And the time?
About 12:10 in the morning.
And the place?
Hempstead, New York.
Okay. Here it is. All right, first of all, for anyone born on May 11th of 1957 or any year, the sun was still in Aries. I know you hate hearing that, but it was. The sun, Mercury, South Node, it was all in Aries. You do have Venus in Taurus if you happen to be born in 1957 around May 11th. So, yes, you are attracted to things that Taurians are attracted to, but basically you're like, got way more energy than I do. I always admire that. It's like, yes, these are people that can say, all right, this needs to be done, and they're doing it. You know, it's like, I'm like, okay, I'll put it on a list and think about it. You know, I'll get to it. All right, career. Oh, well, this is brilliant. Okay, with the time that you were born, oh, this is going to crack you up. All right, two things. Okay, let's do career first. All right, Jupiter, again, transiting Jupiter, just went into your first house, because when you were born, the constellation Sagittarius was rising. Now, you will be getting offers in the next 12 months for all kinds of new things, all kinds of new places, all kinds of new directions you can go into. I will also tell you, as a rule, people expand not only emotionally, financially, intellectually, their hips usually also get bigger. And, I know. Women hate hearing that. So this is what you can do. Since you're going to be expanding, it does not have to be just, I know. I just thought you'd like to hear that. I know. It does not have to be the classic love handles. You can expand muscle. Mm-hmm. So if you just start walking or water walking, swimming, something, bicycling, and you don't have to join a gym, you can actually expand muscle. So you actually go down dress sizes. But there's always an expansion that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just thought I'd let you know. You got about 12 months of that. All right, the other thing that's happening with this whole Mars retrograde, normally transiting Mars is in people's areas of their life for about 6 weeks. Because of the retrograde, it's going to be in whatever area of people's lives that Gemini is there. It's going to be there for 6 months. This just so happens that it's in your seventh house. If people were born with Sagittarius rising, it means that it's in their seventh house. And that is relationships. That is people coming in. And a lot of these people that started coming in September, and I know you've been off work and you're getting ready to go back, because of a injury.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that you meet between now and the end of April are going, there's going to be at least one or two of them that's going to be in your life for quite a while. So you certainly have new people. I mean, you won't be able to stop yourself from meeting them. All you have to do is go out the door and they're there.
Oh, good.
Yeah, easy. That's kind of nice. you know, it is. And a lot of those will be guys, just because it is Mars. But, you know, you've got that going on. I'm not worried, you know, as far as the career is concerned, I think very much if I know what you're doing right now is just kind of, you know, to be there and to be in your child's life, but I could easily see in the next year and a half, you could do these incredible things with it, being promoted to, like, in charge of the entire school system's, you know, food services.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested in that, you can go there. Or how about, if I know, in your spare time, writing a book on how to, you know, make school lunches better or make, you know, cafeteria eat, you know, something, writing the book on, I don't know, something for cafeteria workers to, okay, what can you do about nutrition, getting kids to eat or something?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can easily see in 2 years, you're going to be getting a lot of public attention, you know, at your job, whatever it is. So I'd start setting yourself up now for it.
That's a very good idea, and that has been a little secret in the back of my mind. Writing.
Well, there's no secrets with astrology, honey.
I know. Maybe that's why I hadn't talked to you in a while.
Oh, that could be it.
You wouldn't know my secrets. The other thing, too, is that, you know, they do a lot of little theater groups here.
Oh, perfect.
And I don't know if I'm interested in finding that, but I'll tell you what, I did find my outside voice, that I can thrill my voice very far, and that's kind of given me the idea of, maybe one day I'll do a walk-on a play around here.
You know what? I would, right now, with Mars transiting that seventh house of yours, I would go out in any situation you possibly, if you can meet new people and do new things, do it.
Yep.
Absolutely
do
it. And I'm telling you, in 2 years' time now, you're going to have a lot of attention. So set yourself up now what arena you want to have that attention in.
Mm-hmm. Very good. That's good advice.
Yeah. Now, I have to cut you off because we are at the end of my broadcast time here.
I just want to briefly say thank you very much for the show. You spend a lot of time with everyone, and you're very patient, and you're really good at what you do.
Oh, bless your heart.
I'm sorry. I've been working all the other times, and I love the show is on later at night so I can listen.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate
that. You're
welcome.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, I will be talking to you later.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Well, thank everyone for tuning in to BBS Radio tonight. It's Deb's the Horoscope Lady doing sidereal astrology. Yes, I know it's a little bit different than what you're used to. If you go to mybirthchart.com every week, there is a free sidereal weekly horoscope that you can look at and try yourself out and see, gee, do I like that or I don't like that. And if you go to searchbythestars.com, you can order a copy of my book autographed as opposed to getting it from Amazon, which it wouldn't be autographed, but wherever you get it, my child who I support, who's only ice a lot, would appreciate it. Thank you all so very much. Have a great evening. Bye now.